Hey everyone, Kristen here.
And Jolenta.
And reminder, we are going on a break for a few weeks while we work on the next exciting iteration of the show.
But we don't want to leave you with an empty feed. So by popular demand, we are re-releasing the first season of By the Book. That is right, the season that started it all.
So sit back and relax and think of simpler times when we were just beginning to wade into the waters of self-help.
And if you want more of us, be sure to join us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Kristen and Jolenta.
We're also on Instagram at howtobefinepod.
And now, without further ado, we present season one of By the Book.
Enjoy.
Hey, Jolenta.
Hey, Kristen.
It's been a week since America's cheapest family tried to get us right on our money.
And over 3 days since all of our produce began decomposing.
And it's still decomposing. And you know what that means.
It is time for another By the Book mini-sode, epilogue, mini-ep, whatever we call it.
By the Book! By the Book!
That's right. It's time for our By the Book epilogue and maybe some frozen margaritas as we discuss the aftermath of America's Cheapest Family Gets You Right on the Money.
We have received a boatload of mail on this episode. Seems like a lot of you already know what you're doing with your money. And we've gotten letters that are pages long, sharing cost-saving tips, everything from weekly meal plans to the names of credit cards that pay you back to apps for saving money and tips for retirement. The response has been overwhelming, you guys.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But we've also received a ton of letters from people who feel your particular pain, Jolenta. Katie writes, "While I normally identify more with Kristen, I am so Jolenta on this one. I try so hard to pretend money doesn't exist, don't know my husband's password for our online banking, have never done my own taxes, have no clue how much is in my husband's 401k, etc. Sadly, though, I had to stop working shortly after adding a child to the family, so now I must stick to a budget just so we can get by. This podcast gave me hope that I might actually be able to do it."
Katie, I'm so glad we gave you hope. And money is a tough subject. Like, what is a 401k? Do we even know? Is it real?
I have a bunch and I don't even know what they are.
Really?
Yeah, I have more than one.
Multiple jobs. I thought I was a bad person because I'm like, what actually is that?
It's something where you have to believe in the stock market, I think, for it to work.
That scares me even more.
Yeah, 401ks are confusing and so are a lot of other things about money. But a lot of listeners want to reassure us it can be done. We can manage our money. We just need to practice some moderation with our frugality and maybe just not go whole hog the way the Economides family does.
Yeah. Bridget writes, "The degree to which Kristen Meinzer is my Minnesota-accented alter ego is unnerving. I'm also very frugal. As a single mom of four, I have little choice. And my homegrown system of frugality suits me very well. But doing everything these people do would send me into open rebellion. Shop once a month and only eat fresh produce 3 to 4 days out of that month? Oh my God. I had the same reaction to this book as I did to French Women Don't Get Fat. I already do all the sensible parts of this, and adding in the extreme stuff would push a lifestyle I love into the realm of insanity."
Yeah, is it any wonder I had to go on a frozen drink bender? I had no choice.
The book made you do it.
I had to do it. It pushed me over the edge. Mm-hmm.
It was 100% necessary. Speaking of which, a few people in the New York metro area wrote in to ask you for your list of favorite frozen drink spots.
Oh my God, there are so many, but I am writing up a list right now.
Good.
Of about 7 of my favorite frozen drink spots. We're going to put it on our Facebook community page. If you're not already a member of the community and want to be, there's a link in our show notes.
And also, Kristen, a ton of our listeners want to know how you get your hair cut for only $12 a year, because that, my friend, is crazy.
Well, it's pretty easy to do. First of all, since I only get my hair cut once a year, that means, you know, it's cutting down. It's cutting down on the cost right there because it's only one cut a year. Okay. Anywho, so I do a couple of things. Mm-hmm. In addition to getting my hair cut only once a year, when I do get it cut, I either get it cut for free or for cheap. For free, I can have beauty school students do it. There's different beauty schools that want what they call hair models. And that just means guinea pigs where they chop your hair off and do whatever they do and make their mistakes and learn what they need to learn. Or occasionally, some years, I'll go to a national discount hair chain. I will not name the name, but that costs $16 plus tip. So that's when I'm splurging. So with tip, that's like $21.
You are so cheap. It's upsetting. I would also just like to point out to our listeners that Kristen has very beautiful and forgiving hair. And if I had hair like her, I would maybe go rogue on where I get my hair cut as well.
Well, your hair's beautiful, Jolenta. So thick and so curly.
Stop it.
So thick. So beautiful. But enough about our hair.
Yep.
I think it's that time.
It's time.
It's time for an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
The time when we announce our next book.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Our next book is Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus by John Gray, PhD.
Will we learn to use our inherent gender differences to work better with our husbands? Are gender differences even real? And why are women from Venus if Venus rhymes with penis?
Join us next week to find out.
Thanks again to everyone who reached out. Reminder, you can reach us as well at 505-510-BOOK. Or you can write to us at buythebook@panoply.fm and join that Facebook community I mentioned. Also, if you haven't already, please get a friend to subscribe to our show. Force all of them to. Grab their phones when they're not looking and just subscribe them. Just do that.
Mm-hmm. It's easy. Thank you to our producer, the very cheap Cameron Drews.
So cheap. Love that about you, Cam.
So frugal.
So cheap. So cheap. Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Bye-bye.
I added a line.
You can. Do you want me to say that? Do you want to say
it? I can say it.
I can do it too. Okay. I've always wondered that too. When I was a little kid,
no,
I didn't know
this
men.
Was the. That's what I always thought. Where I was like, men should be from Venus because they have a penis.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.